Radio Gdańsk English News.
Radio Gdańsk English Service News. Monday, October the 2nd, 2023. Good afternoon. Over 30,000 people have arrived in Poland from Ukraine over the past 24 hours, according to Polish border guards. Since Russia's invasion on February the 24th, 2022, nearly 16 million people have crossed into Poland from Ukraine, with some 14 million later returning. The numbers arriving on Saturday were equally very high at over 29,000, showing a sharp increase over previous weeks. Election campaigning is in full swing with just 2 weeks to go before the parliamentary elections, coupled with a referendum in Poland. The governing Law and Justice Party held a convention in Silesia at the famous Sorsa Ice Stadium in Katowice, with politicians focusing on national security and in particular illegal migration. Szymon Szynkowski-Welsenk, Minister of EU Affairs, said the discussion around the topic of illegal migration is fundamental because this threat concerns the whole of Europe. He went on to argue that Europe should not send the wrong signals or incentives to smugglers who want to bring in as many migrants as possible. The other main contender, Civic Platform, held a march and rally in Warsaw, in which Donald Tusk called on Poles to reject the current government and vote for a better Poland. According to police estimates, there were around 100,000 people participating in the rally, many carrying Polish and EU flags, as well as banners and t-shirts with anti-government slogans. New York turned white and red again for the 86th annual Pulaski Day Parade. The parade was held yesterday on Fifth Avenue in New York City. This year's parade theme was Celebrating Poland and America, Defending Freedom. Thousands of Polish Americans marched the streets of New York representing schools, youth, sports and other organizations from the tri-state area. Organized annually since 1937, the Pulaski Parade pays tribute to Brigadier General Kazimierz Pulaski, who was the founder of the U.S. Cavalry. This year, the event was attended by a high-level delegation from Poland, headed by President Andrzej Duda, the first current Polish president to have ever taken part. There'll be an extraordinary commemoration at the Piaśnica massacres today in Wejherowo. The Warsaw Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Andrzej Borejko, will perform Górecki's famous Symphony of Sorrowful Songs at the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of Poland, on Malinskiego Street in Wejherowo. The event commemorates the first large-scale German atrocity in occupied Poland during World War II, where between 12 and 14,000 Polish intellectuals, as well as inmates from mental hospitals, were murdered. After the Stutthof concentration camp, Piaśnica was the largest site of ethnic cleansing of Polish civilians in Pomerania by the Germans. The concert starts today at 4 p.m. Entrance is free and ticket details are on the Radio Gdańsk website. Speedway. Bartosz Zmarzlik has won the Speedway Grand Prix of Poland in Toruń this weekend, claiming his fourth world championship title. Zmarzlik becomes only the seventh rider in the sport's history to win four or more FIM Speedway world titles. The 28-year-old proved he fully deserved to be on the podium, winning five out of seven races, including the final race.
The weather.
The weather should steadily improve as the day goes on, with temperatures peaking at 20 degrees Celsius, that's 68 degrees Fahrenheit, this afternoon, and remaining pleasantly warm overnight. It'll stay cloudy, with a mild southerly wind, but no rain is expected. The outlook for tomorrow is cloudy, but warm. That was the Radio Gdańsk English Service News.